Yeah, I wanted to start just by acknowledging and commenting on just the flood and just the travesty there in just Central Texas, and so just so affected by that. I just as a parent, and you know, I know a lot of you guys are the same way. Is that it's you think of? I remember when my little girls were going to camp. And just the build up to it and the anticipation and the nervousness and then the excitement. And then when you drop them off, it's kind of scared. And then it ends up being so good. And then just, oh my, you know. I initially think of it like that. I think of it through that lens. And then I learn more about the little girls that passed away and the little girls that are missing. And it's a parent's worst nightmare. And it's beyond tragedy, and so just this last couple of days I've just really been struggling with that, and my wife and I have been just keeping up with it, I just wanted to to say that my heart is broken, and the girls and the families affected are in my thoughts, I'm hopeful maybe football can be somewhat of a distraction here coming up on when we get to Saturdays in the fall. And so, from all of this, I feel good about the direction of the team. It's a talented team, and it's a hardworking team, and it is it's a team that's hungry. I think it's a team that is really vying and working hard for respect. And so from the very beginning in January, there's been some additions from the portal and the high school class, and there's been a few changes on defense with the staff, and the gelling of all that's been really strong. I think there's been really strong qualities that each individual's brought, and we've tried to build a identify that early and then kind of cater everything to flowing that way so that those people are in the best spot to do what they do best. I feel that that's on track. I think it's a challenging schedule for us, and what we've got to be able to do is be detailed and be consistent and be disciplined. And so our focus is really in those areas. And there's ways that we can achieve that here in the summertime and in fall camp, and our focus is totally that way. We're looking forward to a really positive season and starting off the season strong. Take any questions you guys got.
All right, we'll open up the questions for Coach. If you have a question, please raise your hand, and we'll have a microphone holder go to you. We'll go to the center left in the back.
Hi, Coach. Here in the back, Shajad. I'm KXXV, ABC 25. You talk about the season. You're going to open against Auburn on a Friday. So what does it mean to you that you get to be part of something like that? And how much has the conference grown since you started at Baylor?
We're excited for that first game. I think that, it's going to take a really, really detailed and focused approach to be in some big moments in that game, and to win those moments, put us in a position to win the game. I think there's got to be growth from where we were just a couple months ago versus our bowl opponent to this one, and so we're going to be in some similar spots, and the outcome's got to be different. And so excited for that opportunity. I know that there's great player-led leadership on this team, and I really feel that that is being driven by knowing what the schedule is and kind of where the start of all of it is, and they're really focused on holding a really strong standard in just whatever the process is, whatever the day-to-day is up to bat. And then, I feel really strong about the conference, and so, our schedule is an example of it. You look at just the amount of teams we're playing that have got quarterbacks that are just so difficult to contain, and you've got defenses that are so pressure heavy and disguise their looks, and you get the schematics on offense are just at the forefront of college football, and the tough road environments and just all of it. And I think, you know, you look at every Saturday, it's a toss-up in terms of who's going to come out. And so I'm looking forward to that. I know it's going to take the best that we got, and we're looking forward to give that.
Center left.
Bryce Cherry, Waco Trib. Dave, obviously y'all had a tough situation this offseason with the loss of Alex Foster. I was just wondering how you tried to rally the guys together after that tragedy, and how are they doing, and how do you guys try to, you know, remember him this upcoming season?
I think it's very hard. I think you, or we'll say me, I know that life is not fair. I think if someone were to ask me that in just passing, I would acknowledge that. But then, you know, here's Alex, and here's just a gentle giant, such a humble heart, always wanting to please, always wanting to do right, to do good, always on the side of encouragement. There's not really like a mean bone in this boy's body. And then for it to kind of go the way that it went, it gets you mad because it's not fair. And I don't know, I think our whole team feels that. And so there's days that are better than others, but then it just, you know, the anger to sadness to back and forth. And I think that's going to be there for a while. And so we have to kind of learn to, I feel like I have to learn to live with it and move alongside it. You know, we took the team to the funeral, and I thought that that was really powerful. And I'm glad that we did that. But I think there's still a lot of work that needs to be done.
We're to the right side.
Dave, Parker Ream with Fox 44 in Waco. You mentioned during those opening statements that this team is hungry and kind of vying for that respect. Where does that hunger come from? Is that from what y'all built last season, what you've been building these past few years? What makes this team so hungry?
I think there's a confidence in this team where I think previous there, you know, there would be things that we would talk about. There would be things that would be, hey, here's a practice clip, or here is an example of it kind of happening somewhere else at some other school. For our team, our returners, to have gone through it and in big moments, you know, accomplish the thing that they set out to do, to make the play or to be in position and knock the ball down or to get a sack or to make a touchdown or whatever it is. There's a grounded confidence now, and it's a whole different way of being. Whereas, prior, you're trying to prove it, you're trying to show it. Is it there? I believe it is, but is it there? And now to know that, you know, we are that guy. I am that guy. I think that's a way, way different thing. And so leading from that space kind of can put you in more of a more of an attack mode and more of a go-take-it mode. And so I think the hunger comes from that.
All right, we'll go to Jerry.
Hey, Dave. Jerry Hill, Baylor Bear Insider. You got four starting offensive linemen returning. Seems like you have better depth, too. How good do you feel about that group?
I feel good. It's the most depth of any team I've been a part of. And so I think the ability for guys to have to push themselves to improve and to be focused and detailed with their work every day is the best it's ever been. And it's because there's dudes right behind them that are pushing them, trying to take that job. And so I think that's true at every position. But I think, you know, that's for sure true on the O-line. I think their aggressiveness and their ability to communicate are the two things that separate them. You know, I think the style of offense and the double teams and the vertical movement and the play action pass helps them. But I think the tempo, the downhill run is where, you know, the best of them come out. And so I think it's one thing kind of going into it. It's another thing when it's, you know, tempo and it's the 10th or 11th play of a drive, and they're just pushing the pile forward. And so hopefully we see a whole lot of that this season coming out.
Center right.
Yes, sir. Conrad Barr, KMU FM, Mineola, Texas. Wanted to ask you about your running back room. I know you were just talking about the offensive line, but can you tell us what Bryson Washington and Dawson Pendergrass are going to bring to that room this season?
Bryson brings a downhill quality. He can finish runs at the second level. He's got great vision, and so there's an RPO read component to the majority of our runs, so the line's kind of firing out on Monday, and then on Wednesday he's able to kind of see the cut or see the crease or see the lane, and he doesn't miss very many of those, and so he makes his cut and he's off and going downhill, you know, so there's a great separation between the play starting and the run occurring, and he uses that to his advantage. I think, you know, Dawson Pendergrass is one where there's a great patience, and he's slippery. It's hard to get a direct hit on him. I don't know if I've seen one on him, and so I think he also can benefit from the delayed, handoff and getting the ball and all the things, off of an RPO look. And so I think his ability to kind of stick behind an O-lineman, stick to a double team, and then, you know, where is he, where is he, where is he, and then he shoots out in the C-gap. Where is he, where, and he shoots out in an A-gap. There's plenty of clips of him doing that. And so I think his best is yet to come. You know, he's put on weight. He's the biggest that he's been. He's going to be more durable than what he's been in the past. I think his understanding of the offense has improved. And so I think Bryson and Dawson will feel really strong about a really effective 1-2 punch, and kind of is the heartbeat of our team.
Center right to the back.
Alyssa Cooper with the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Coach, with the growth and the changes within the Big 12, how do you approach that when building out the long-term plans for your program?
I think you have to make a concerted effort to recruit high school players. I think it's, you know, there's such a pressure to win. You know, we were talking earlier is that you want to be the team that, 4 years from now is taking planes to games and not taking buses to games. You know, you want to be in that group. I think everybody feels that. And I think the winning and TV views and all the things are kind of pushing the narrative. And so, to be able to develop players and to have relationships with parents and with high school kids and take them from one phase or one level to a whole other level. And I wish in doing that it would be like this, you know, but a lot of it is like this. And so, with all the pressure to win and the money that's involved in winning, sometimes you feel like you don't have time for this, for an individual player. But to be able to make that time and to make that a priority and then to still win is what we're trying to do. And I think building a great high school relationships, building through great high school relationships can build a really strong freshman, sophomore, junior, senior class. We're hoping to do that.
Time for one final question. Cinderella.
Hey, Coach. Zach Smith, Waco Trib. You talked about trying to get some respect. In a league like the Big 12 that has a lot of parity, do you feel like Baylor is an underdog or is under the radar in any fashion? And are you using that as motivation at all?
No. Yeah. I mean, I think it's good to be so focused on what you're doing and to be so maniacal about like getting it better and getting it right, and to be so hard on yourself that it pushes others to be hard on themselves. I think I would much rather it be so inward focusing that way than focused on what other people think or what other people are saying and all that. So I think from, you know, my seat with this team, there's been a great emphasis on kind of what's happening on the inside. And so I'd like to continue to push that and see how far we can take that.